RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here
it's
is author
true.
And constitutional
Gold and
lawyer,
silver have
Phyllis
been a
Schlafly.
Source of true wealth.
Most people with children or grandchildren are groaning under the cost of paying their college tuition. The cost has risen out of all proportion to other costs and far faster than inflation. Defense spending has risen only 47%, while higher education has risen 133%. The liberal answer to this is to demand that Congress vote more money for tuition subsidies and college loans. But more government spending does not help. The more taxpayers' money Congress pours into the colleges, the more the colleges raise tuition, in the belief they can just sock it to the taxpayers. The students are not any better off, but the colleges get richer so they can brag about their endowment. Secretary of Education Margaret Spellings recently set up a National Commission on the Future of Education. Her report promises more subsidies to colleges and threatens more regulations. It promotes national standards plus compliance with a test administered to every student in the country. Accrediting agencies would be tightly regulated. The report justifies itself on the ground that literacy, math, and science scores are low and college costs too high. Of course, that's all true. But it isn't clear the scores would be any higher or tuition prices would be any lower if the Department of Education were calling the shots. Senator Chuck Schumer has introduced a bill called the Make College Affordable Act. It calls for pouring even more taxpayers' dollars into college tuition. A more appropriate title for his bill would be the Make College More Expensive Act. If Schumer were really serious about college affordability, he'd be cutting federal handouts, thus forcing colleges to do a better job of controlling costs. Tuition costs were reasonable before the government got into the funding business. As long as the government is pouring money into colleges, tuition prices are bound to rise.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Students, next time you're online, check out eagleforum.org and discover that there are other students like you who don't bow to the politically correct left-wing agenda on their campus. Hear about rallies, resources, and the annual Eagle Forum Collegians Summit in Washington. Log on to eagleforum.org. Then join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says what this country needs are more unemployed politicians. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here. And I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Well, one of these days we're going to have some new $100 bills. I say we're going to have them. Hopefully, at least, we'll have pockets full of them. You too. But anyway, they're putting a new security thread in the hundreds. And it's just now been approved, although a company now, Crane and Company, out of Dalton, Massachusetts, has a $46 million contract just to produce the thread. Now, I don't know much about this sort of thing, but it combines micro printing with tiny itsy bitsy baby lenses. Anyhow, in the thread is like that. There are 650,000 of these lenses in one single $100 bill, or will be. Now, what the lenses do, they magnify the micro printing. So when you get a hold of 100 and you put it where you can look at it, and you move the bill from side to side, the image, and by the way, it's going to be the same image, more or less, it's been on always on $100 bills, Benjamin Franklin. When you move this bill from side to side, old Benny goes up and down, or it looks like he's moving up and down. If you move the bill up and down, then he appears to be moving side to side. All that's because there's going to be 650,000 of these things in this one single $100 bill. It's in the thread or something. I don't know. Anyway, they call it a complex optical structure on a microscopic scale. And Crane and Company has been awarded a $46 million contract just to produce the threads. Of course, they'll be printed by the Treasury Department, but it'll be late next year before the bills will be printed or in circulation. And anyhow, I remember when they first started putting that little metal strip in 20s, and that was still back when I was doing a lot of banquet speaking and all, and I had one that I had pulled the little metal strip about an inch out of it so you could pass it around. Oh, I didn't know that was in there. I said, well, get you one out and hold it up to the light, and you can see it. Remember the metal strips, Jeff?
Yes. Yes, I do. And I think there's been some folks that have fried them in microwaves.
you know, just to show that there are some chips in there, etc.
I don't know that there's chips in that metal strip or not.
Well, I recall seeing one video web post of somebody that did that and the bill exploded in the microwave.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Right.
And then we tried it and it wouldn't work.
Right. We had a junk microwave, I think.
Do you think it was a microwave's fault or... I don't know. A lot of that stuff that you see, and you get all this good information on over the Internet, and you try it, and it won't work for you, so I don't know. But anyway, the new 100's going to come out sometime late next year. It'll be 2008, next year, about this time or after. All right. Now, the other day I mentioned this just a little bit, But I try not to buy anything Chinese-made if I can keep from it. But you can't keep from it. I mean, I'll bet those boots that the Canadian Mounties had on were probably made in China. But anyhow, a Beijing factory has been recycling used chopsticks. And they said they were selling up to 100,000 pairs a day. And they didn't disinfect them or anything. These were throwaway chopsticks. So they just gathered them up, I guess, at restaurants and places like that and packaged them back and resold them. They said government officials in China raided the factory, seized about 500,000 pairs of them, recycled disposable bamboo chopsticks. And government took their packaging machine as well. The owner, identified only by the surname Wu, said he had sold the recycled chopsticks for 0.04 yuan a pair, and he'd made an average of about 1,000 yuan, which was a yuan, which is equal to $130 a day doing that. Well, that's not too bad a profit. If you can get enough chopsticks. What could we recycle, Jeff? I have
toothpicks. You go through toothpicks a lot.
Yeah, I do.
See there? And those little swords that come in your drinks with the olives on them?
Now, how do you know about little swords that come in drinks
with
olives?
Well, I see you keep one on your hat. in the brim of your hat. Don't you have a little sword there?
Yeah, you could recycle those things.
Sure.
Okay, let's move along. You know, I have many, many times talked about how hot it was back in years that I can remember. And like I said, having been born in 32, 32 was a hot, dry year, 34 was a hot, dry year, and 36 was a hot, dry year. And my little man in the bathroom that gives me the weather every morning, he goes back and gives the highs and lows that set records, and those years continue to crop up today. Well, anyway, now, they tell me that... actually Brett Hume was talking about this on Fox News. I didn't see it, but he had a guest on there, Jim Angel, and he reported that NASA was forced to admit that it was wrong when it said 1998 was the hottest year on record, and that NASA now says 1934 was the hottest year on record, followed by 1998 and then 1921. He further stated that five of the hottest 10 years on record occurred before World War II. This statement is true only for the temperatures in the United States. Well, that's the only ones that I'm really concerned about. But anyway, they have been wrong before. Then they say the hottest year is 1934. And we'll be back and talk about 1934 right after these messages. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
And we have returned. Now back, how hot is it, or was it? Well, which year is the hottest on record? Depending on where you look, there's three different answers to this. 2006, 1998, 1934. Until last week, the answer was supposed to be 2006. But now they say it could have been 1998, and they're citing corrections on faulty information coming from NASA saying it was actually 1934. Unusually warm years in the 1920s and 30s and 50s. Now, see, I can barely remember those warm years in the 30s, and you've heard me talk about this before, but I was 4 years old in 1936. Now, they're not mentioning 36 here, but that was a hot one. And like I said, I was 4 years old, and I remember my grandmother's chickens dying under the lilac bush from heat prostration, and she would look out the window and see the chickens that were, one was about ready to give up the ghost. She'd run out and grab it, and we had that chicken for supper that night. But anyway, when we talk about the temperature change, they say between the 20s and 30s and 1950s, and of course, I was farming in the 1950s, they are themselves only a few tenths of a degree Celsius away from the hot temperatures of the present time. The National Climatic Data Center reported in mid-January that 2006 was the hottest year on record. Then in May, it revised the numbers, concluding it was 1998. But last week, it emerged that NASA had quietly restated its numbers after a blogger pointed out faulty methodology. Now, per NASA, 1934 is the hottest, followed by 1998, 1921, 2006, and 1931. Okay, so much for that. The IRS is at it again. The IRS is watching these home foreclosures. I saw some information just the other day. And in fact, It was Donald Trump Jr., and I was really impressed. I didn't even know there was a Donald Trump Jr., but he was on Neil Cavuto's show on Fox one afternoon, and he really impressed me. I mean, he had facts and figures. He didn't have any notes or look at a monitor that I could tell, and I mean, he rattled them off. He was well prepared for the show, and he came up saying just about the same thing that I've been trying to say for the last, what, year or two or three or something like that. And these foreclosures that are coming in, and he said, and I wish I'd have taken a note, but I think he said that was either 98 or 99% more foreclosure notices this past month than there was 1 year ago. So these things are coming up. And I talked to a fella right here in, we're in Jefferson City, Missouri, which is the state capital. And he said, you know, you drive up and down the streets. Have you noticed that, Jeff? I never go in any streets. But have you seen all of the for sale signs on houses?
You betcha.
They're there.
You betcha.
Okay, well, let's talk about that when we come back, because the IRS is after you if you're having a foreclosure. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
And we have returned. Now, back to these foreclosures. Here's the way foreclosures are, this type thing usually worked. I've heard people say, "Oh, they can't take my house, I have it paid for," but they owe a big note at the bank on something else. Usually, if you owe the money, you're going to have to pay for it one way or the other. In other words, if you borrow $100,000 and they close on your automobile, for example, and repossess it, you still owe the difference between what that car brought and that $100,000. That's the way it's always been. But now, apparently, some of these loan companies are forgiving the loan once they foreclose. In other words, say it's a $100,000 home and you've paid $10,000 on it, and there'd be $90,000 left, and they just, you know, you don't have any money, so they're going to forgive you that loan. They forgive you of the $90,000. They wouldn't have to, I don't think. If you read most of those mortgages, you're going to be supposed to be good for it, but some of the loan companies are forgiving that difference. Okay, now in comes the IRS. And the IRS says, look, they forgave you of $90,000. That's a windfall. And you owe us income tax on that $90,000.
So they're looking at the $90,000 as a gift.
Well, more or less. Or a forgiveness. I don't know. I don't know how it is. But Wells Fargo, for example, has been canceling these debts upon foreclosure. And then in comes the IRS with not only the income tax, but penalties, late fees. In other words, they want their money, I guess, whenever the foreclosure is final. Now, they give some examples here. But when homeowners are forced to sell their homes for less than the value of the mortgage, if the lender forgives that difference, they are liable for income taxes on that amount. It's called, and we looked it up. You looked it up for me, if you remember last Friday, I believe, Jeff, the 1099 shortfall is what they call it. You can find it on the Internet. It stems from an Internal Revenue Service policy that treats forgiven debt of all types as income. Although the person has nothing tangible to show for it. Now, if it was canceled through bankruptcy, they can't do this, apparently. And here again, I don't know that much about it. But it's something to be watching if it happens to you. Your home has declined in value and you lose it. Then the IRS says you owe tens of thousands in taxes because you got a windfall when the debt was forgiven. Wells Fargo got a home as collateral, so a family did not reap any benefit. And this goes on and on and on. It gives different scenarios here in actual cases of things that happened. But apparently, if you can prove that you are insolvent, the IRS does not treat the forgiveness of debt as income. I don't know. And again, they have pages here of examples of people that had to fight this thing with the IRS. So it's something to be thinking about. But let me go back again very quickly, if I can find it again. The part that is in that 1099 shortfall. When homeowners are forced to sell their homes for less than the value of the mortgage, if the lender forgives that difference, they are liable for income taxes on that amount. For whatever it's worth or not worth in that case. In the meantime, we talked about Ed and Elaine Brown some months ago. They failed to pay their income tax. They just refused. They said, hey, look, show me the law. We'll be glad to pay. Now, these are people that live in an upscale neighborhood. They are both professional business people. And the jury didn't go along with them on this. Probably, and I don't know, when the judge will not let the right information, let the jury hear the right information, IRS protester, the tax protester, always loses. When the jury can hear the truth, then the tax protester wins. We had a win here just the other day, and there's been several of them. When the jury can really understand that there is no law saying you have to pay income tax, the person is acquitted. Well, anyway, the Browns, they lost their case, and they've resisted federal arrest by securing themselves, and get this, in a compound, okay? What is a compound? You see, here again it is with your control news. Now, Dave Von Kleist, and we've had Dave on our show, Dave Von Kleist went out there, visited with those folks. They've been having several rallies. But he says it's a nice upscale neighborhood where they live. It's in their home, and they have just refused to come out. And it's kind of a Randy Weaver standoff situation. But let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
But now, most of my listeners know G.D. Oliver. He's executive director of the Paragon Foundation. But what is a paragon? One listener recently called me on the air and read the definition for the word paragon out of Webster's dictionary. This is what he said.
It says, model or pattern of superior excellence or perfections, compared to, equal to. Folks, I'll tell you one thing about Paragon Foundation that I found out. They do the work on a dime, and they take the 9 cents change and invest it. If you go down to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and you'll find out they don't have a big fancy building down on White Sands Boulevard. These folks are ranchers, they're good people, they wear jeans and boots, and they got a smile on their face, and they got faith, and they're good folks. I'll tell you what, I'm a member of the Paragon Foundation, and I highly recommend them.
So what are you waiting for? Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources, a family-owned nutritional company that has been helping people solve their health problems naturally for over 20 years. Boosting metabolism is actually very simple. You just have to get your body making more heat and energy. I developed a special thyroid support formulation called Thyroid Helper. Thousands of people have noticed a welcome boost to their metabolism by taking Thyroid Helper. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com. Click on the online catalog and go to health products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Wellness Resources prides itself in getting out all orders the same or next business day. And you can increase your savings with our convenient monthly auto ship program, which includes free shipping right to your door. Don't let age make you feel old. You have choices at Wellness Resources.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom14.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom14.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 14.com. Freedom14.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, a man who says it's easier to get older than it is to get wiser, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. I was mentioning that Ed and Elaine Brown were tax protesters. They would not pay their taxes, or they did. I don't know if they even filed or not. I don't remember the details behind this, but now they won't leave their home. And it has gotten to be sort of a standoff. There for a while, it looked like it could be bad, that the authorities were going to come in and, you know, do what they did to Randy Weaver's wife or some of these other protesters that have come up. But now, apparently, they've been in their house for I don't know how long. They knew this was going to happen. I think they have their own water supply. They have their own electric supply. In other words, they can generate their own electricity. And they've been having parties. As I mentioned, Dave Von Kleist was up there, and we know Dave very well. He visited with them. They have a festival sort of in their backyard. It's a picnic of some sort. They have a concert. They have music. Well, anyway, they did this on July the 14th, and a Department of Homeland Security helicopter hovered over the home for 4 hours, just hovered over the house, skimming the treetops, beeping on its onboard siren at a crowd of over 200 people who had assembled there to enjoy a barbecue and concert with the Browns. Now, you know, this brings up a point, and we've talked about this before. It's been several years, I think, since we've discussed it. But how much airspace do you own above your home? I've thought about that a lot. We see helicopters and low-flying planes all of the time. And what are they doing over your property? And I mean, some of these things are treetop tall. Now, they haven't been so much recently as they were maybe, a few years back. But they blow the leaves off the trees. They're that close. And don't you have a right to the air over your property? I would think so. I've never heard. I know that commercial planes are supposed to be up at a certain altitude, but I've never really gotten any detail on that. But anyhow, here this helicopter is hovering over their house. Browns have resisted federal arrest warrants by securing themselves, and this article says, in a compound. See, what is a compound? Your home? All right. And they refused to surrender to the federal law enforcement officials. Tax researcher Tommy Cryer recently won a court case against the IRS, where IRS agents and attorneys for the United States were unable to prove to a jury that there was any law requiring the filing of a payment of income tax in the United States. And if the judge gets to hear the documentation, or the lets a jury hear the documentation, they win every time. The tax protesters do. But we have a lot of people that are doing time because they say, hey, there isn't a law. Show me the law. I'll be able to pay the taxes. I want to pay the taxes, but you show me the law first. And they can't do it. But anyway, they go to prison anyhow because the judges are so biased in their opinion. Now, let's realize who is the IRS. It's the federal government, right? Who are the judges if you're in a federal court? They work for the federal government. So you've got two strikes against you before you ever start on this thing. But anyway, this article goes on. Contrary to opinion that the Browns are secured in a compound, their home, and this writer said they visited their home and found it to be a well-kept, nice home in a secluded, upper-class part of town. The use of the word compound was to describe a couple's home as psychological warfare term designed to portray a negative image on otherwise peaceful, God-fearing Americans who simply want their government to be held accountable when enforcing laws that simply don't exist. While the Browns and their guests were enjoying each other's company in the midst of a picnic and concert, the helicopter continuously skimmed the crowd, hovered over the treetops in an apparent harassment and intimidation exercise. The operation involving the aircraft was necessary to further apprehension of the Browns and to secure officer safety in that effort. I don't know how a helicopter is going to secure officer safety. No violations of agency policy or regulations occurred during the mission. I'd almost bet it does. I don't think that you can fly that close over treetops and stay there like that. To me, that's... What about the other neighbors? Now, I've not been to the neighborhood. We need to discuss this with Dave because he was up there and knows a little bit about the neighborhood. Anyhow, there's going to be another. They call these Live Free or Die concerts. It's scheduled for September the 15th. But anyway, that's your federal government at work. What do you think it cost to keep a helicopter hovering for 4 hours? I don't know.
Hey, Derry.
Yes.
Just real quick on the question follow-up about the airspace and your property rights above. There are air rights. The Federal Aviation Act provides that the United States government has exclusive sovereignty of airspace of the United States, and it defines airspace as the minimum, the space above minimum flights, minimum altitude needed for flights. So I don't know what the minimum altitude is needed for different types of aircraft, but whatever that minimum elevation is, they say they own everything above that, so that there would be some air space property rights below that level for the homeowner. Now, they call that a navigation easement. Here we go with
now,
an easement.
Where'd you get all this information quick?
Just real quick. It comes off the web, and there's other sources that would probably say different things.
So you checked this out while we were talking.
That's right. But the source I'm seeing here says that you could even waive those air property rights. Let's say you are next to an airport, and for future development rights, you know, you might want to give up those air rights so that your property would be worth more money to developers, et cetera, and so on.
What do you call it, an air easement?
Navigation easement, yes.
Navigation easement.
Right.
Navigation easement.
Air rights and navigation easement.
And AIR rights. Okay, we'll do a little more research on that. Okay, anyhow, so much for Ed and Elaine Brown and air rights, which we learned a little bit, but not nearly enough. Now, I have here an email from a listener, and he said he received two tickets to go to the county fair. So he went to the county fair to see all the animals. He says, I think I have an idea of what's wrong with farming today. He said, we went into the poultry house, and the majority of the birds being shown were bantams, little miniature chickens and rabbits and ducks and stuff. He said it would have made Colonel Sanders want to go out of the chicken business, as there wasn't enough meat on some of those birds to make a sandwich. Now, I'm looking at an article here from, it's a news release from Tyson. And Tyson is saying they're stop using antibiotics in their fresh chicken production. Recent announcements by Tyson Foods that fresh, as opposed to frozen chickens, would be raised without antibiotics as another step in preserving the effectiveness of critical life-saving medicines. Now, I have no idea. I didn't know that Tyson sold. Yeah, I guess they do sell fresh chickens. But anyway, he said an antibiotic-free label is what they're using. What's good for the public health is also good for business. Tyson be applauded for taking this great step forward. Now, I don't know a thing about how Tyson handles their chickens, but I know quite a bit about chickens. And I have had chickens all my life. And I can raise chickens without antibiotics, no problem. You let the old mama hen hatch her babies, and she'll scratch in the stuff, and she'll eat the things, and the little babies will feather out. And if the neighbor's dog doesn't kill them, and if the hawks don't catch them, and if the varmints don't get them at night, and the snakes don't get the eggs first, well, you can raise chickens without antibiotics, because we do it all of the time. But if you put those chickens in a chicken house, where we have tens of thousands of chickens, like these multinational corporations raise their chickens, I don't see how they can possibly keep those birds alive and healthy without antibiotics, because there's too many of them in there. And I don't know. Now, they say they have a label that says that these chickens are antibiotic-free. Maybe so. But I'd be interested to know how they do it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones in Nebraska. Ken, hi, you're on the air, Kenny.
Dear, I just wanted to let you know that in Bernice Kugelin's case, she won it criminally, but she lost civilly. They fined her $950,000. Now, Mr. Cryer, the same situation.
No, we're talking about the IRS here.
That's correct.
Now, I wasn't familiar with the Kuglins. What was the deal there?
Well, you reported Bernice Kuglin, that stewardess on the airplane.
Oh, all right. Yes.
And nobody knows that Larry Beecraft, who took her case, cannot argue jurisdiction. Now, the same thing, the same guy took this Cryer's case as well, so he's going to lose civilly as well.
You know, Kenneth Hovind, who we've had on the air many times, he's the he's Dr. Dino, that he teaches creationism.
Okay.
He's doing time now for the same thing. He
for
says
what? IRS.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
he came in and took his the Dino Land is the name of his museum, but I think the government took the museum and the whole thing. Yeah.
Now, Ed, our friend Ed, who you've met, was familiar with this Kuglin case. He called her up. She called him. He talked to Cryer. Cryer talked to him. They won't argue jurisdiction because the attorneys can't do that. And when they argue U.S. Constitution or citizenship, which I think this Ed Brown did as well, they're going to lose, hands down.
Well, they did lose. Browns did lose. Now they're just, they won't surrender to the agents.
Well, Cryer will, too, because Larry Beecraft, who I believe took his case or helped him on his case, cannot argue jurisdiction. Neither can Mr. Cryer himself.
Well, that's why these people like, and GV can tell you a lot more about that than I can.
Right.
But George. What's George's name? George Gordon. Yes. George Gordon does this sort of thing.
The attorney?
Yeah. Well, he's not an attorney.
Oh, he's not. Okay.
But he can sit in the courtroom with you and let you argue your case and use him as an advisor, and you can do this jurisdiction thing.
Well, the same thing. Ed up here does the same thing.
See, this is exactly where Wayne Hage was coming from on this. But anyway, it's pretty difficult to understand. It's over my head. I know that. But I appreciate your call, Kenny. You bet. Now, I was talking about Tyson being in the chicken business and not feeding them antibiotics. Cargill is also big in the poultry business. But Cargill now is getting in another business. And, you know, I don't know. It's hard to tell what businesses all of these people are actually in. But Cargill has now gone into the iron and steel business. Cargill is a global trader, processor, and distributor of what? Iron and steel. I didn't know that. But they've agreed to enter into a joint venture with Robinson Steel to produce and distribute sheet and plate under license. The Cargill, in its RPS sheet and plate, which I don't know what that is, but the Cargill and Robinson joint venture will have an initial capacity of 200,000 tons a year of cold-reduced, cut-to-length, hot-rolled steel from a jointly owned operation. You know, I knew a fellow that was in the iron and steel business when he was quite young. He's maw ironed and his paw did the stealing. Anyway, let's take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose over 1% Friday on a weaker dollar and $70 oil. Gold closed in New York up $8.10 to $667.40 an ounce. That's a 1.7% gain for the week. Near term, we expect gold to benefit from the seasonal demand and anticipated Fed rate cutting cycle. Gold will average $670 an ounce this year and $700 next year, said RCB Capital Markets analyst Stephen Walker. More at SwissAmerica.com.
This is Pat Boone to tell you about Swiss America's three-step plan for successful gold investing. First, call Swiss America. Request their free book, materials, and CD. Second, review the materials and learn why gold has more than doubled in the last 5 years. And third, earn a return through growth of your gold investment.
Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. 877-703-2193.
If you've never heard the term chelation therapy before, it doesn't mean very much. But to a person who uses chelation therapy to get and then stay healthy, it's meant the difference between leading merely a life and leading a great and healthy life. Experience the benefits of better vascular health and cleaner living with Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass. It's chelation therapy made easy. In order to promote better living, you've got to break old habits and start anew. That's what makes Cardio One so special. It's specially designed to help rid your body of the impurities that act as an impediment to better health. More importantly, Cardio One users know it works. Find out today how to live better and live longer, get Cardio One, formerly known as Bypass, and become one of the millions of people who have discovered the benefits of chelation therapy. To order, just send $43.95 to Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. That's Cardio One, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
And we're in the home stretch. The head chief, the border patrol chief at the Laredo border crossing is Carlos X. Carrillo. And he was speaking just the other day, August the 15th, to the Laredo Town Hall Forum. Now, as I said, he's Laredo's Border Patrol Chief, and here's what he said. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The Border Patrol's job is not to stop illegal immigrants. Did you get that? He says the Border Patrol's job is not to stop illegal immigrants. The Border Patrol's job is not to stop narcotics or contraband or narcotics. The Border Patrol's mission is not to stop criminals. The Border Patrol's mission is to stop terrorists and terrorist weapons from entering the country. Can you believe it? Now, whether he knows what he's talking about or not, I don't know. But he is the patrol chief there at the Laredo border. His name is Carlos X. Carrillo. And he said, I've said it before and I'll say it again, the Border Patrol's job is not to stop illegal immigrants. The Border Patrol's job is not to stop narcotics or contraband or narcotics. The Border Patrol's mission is not to stop criminals. The Border Patrol's mission is to stop terrorists and terrorist weapons from entering the country. So there you have it. Open borders. In the Ignorance Gone to Seed division here, we have another one of those deals. A 13-year-old boy has been suspended for 3 days by an Arizona public school because he sketched a picture that resembled a gun. School officials said they absolutely believed that could pose a threat. Now, how could a 13-year-old kid drawing a picture of a gun pose a threat? But anyway, I have here the picture he drew. And if you would say, didn't ask any questions, just say, what is this? A gun would be about the last thing that I think it was. It looks like a house, maybe, with windows in it. I don't know. But that was the drawing that this kid gets kicked out of school for. The principal at Payne Junior High School kept the actual drawing, and officials with the Chandler Unified School District declined to release any information about the situation. School officials, who initially banned the student for 5 days, lowered the penalty to 3 days after discussing the situation with the boy's father. People, if that even... First of all, what if he did draw a picture of a gun? What's so terrible about that? But this thing doesn't look like a gun at all.
They have a no-tolerance policy.
But that's a public school. But... Did you see the picture, Jeff?
Yes, I did, and you'd really have to squint and use your imagination to see the resemblance.
Of it and a gun. It doesn't look anything like it.
I mean, there's lots of objects that could take that shape, really.
Yeah, it looks like a house to me.
Abstract art.
Looks like a house with a little kid sitting up on top of it. I guess that's...
Sure, it could be a home plan. He might be an architect someday.
Well, he needs to get out of the public school system. Just like the little girl from North Carolina that... And, you know, I watched that on television the other night. They asked her, she was in the teenage, and I don't have much time here, she was in the teenage queen contest. Cute little blonde gal. And you got a blonde also in public school, so you don't expect too much. But they asked her, and hey, I love blondes. My whole family is blonde. Don't get upset if you're blonde. But they asked her... I can't tell you what they ask her because we're out of time. Ask me that tomorrow and I'll explain it to you. We'll just wait for Happy Trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
With three.